Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Debevoise. When you see the water space, you are immersed, nearly drowning, with choices. So why and how would you get into that space? Well, Mark Seiden from Cloudwater Brands has stepped into that space, but they've done it with some cool, refreshing taste, mixed with some interesting flavors, and infused with CBD. That's right, CBD oil-infused water that tastes good and is refreshing. Mark Seiden is going to share with us his entrepreneurial spirit, what he brings to the table, and how you as a business owner can be on the cloud with Cloud Water. Mark, welcome to this serving of Business Soup.
Hey, John, it's great to be here.
You're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, or as we call the left parentheses, and it's a pleasure to have you. What is Cloudwater Brands?
Cloudwater Brands launched a series of premium sparkling CBD-based hemp extract beverages that have very simple, good-for-you ingredients. Sparkling water, 25 milligrams of CBD, which is very efficacious. It is flavored with all natural premium botanicals and a touch of organic honey to give it a great flavor and a low calorie type of good for you beverage.
So Cloud Water is a sparkling water that is lightly flavored with a natural product, and you have different flavors, and you have CBD that has been infused into the water. The various flavors, what have you got for us and what are the tastes?
We have a blood orange and coconut, which is one of our top sellers. People think it's incredibly refreshing and they taste the blood orange. And even people say, I'm not a coconut person. There's just a hint of that. The honey picks up some sweetness and obviously, you know, with the right carbonation, makes it special. We then have grapefruit, mint, and basil. I was not a grapefruit person. I absolutely love this flavor. It's incredibly refreshing. And again, you pick up the hints of the mint and certainly not an overly powerful grapefruit, which can be a little bitter. The combination with the honey, again, just makes it delicious. Then a blackberry, lemon, and rosemary. And what people say is those three flavors just roll off their tongue like a wine as they're drinking it. We love that feedback. And then we wanted a dare to be different. And this is another differentiator. All of our bottles were white and pop. We created a black bottle, and we created Aztec chocolate and strawberry, straight from the norm. Aztec chocolate, for your listeners and everybody else, is a chili pepper kick. And I wouldn't say it's overly spicy, but it certainly gives you some sweet and spice in the same flavor. And it's been more of an acquired taste for people. But once they've tasted it and sipped it, they really appreciate the thought that we put into that. So that makes up our portfolio right now. And it's diverse enough where we're seeing, you know, a lot more of a mass appeal than if we went on one or two flavors and stayed very similar. They're all very different.
Sounds like it's just got enough in there to make it taste really good and different. And it's not that ubiquitous non-flavor bottle of water. So it gives me something a little bit different. Give them a choice and then let them take action.
Yep. It has a surprisingly strong, powerful flavor profile for a 40 calorie natural sugar with the honey drink. I think some people are surprised. Not too sweet, not dull whatsoever. It kind of hits that sweet spot in the middle that people are looking for. And having a couple a day won't take you over any caloric counting calculator, if you will.
What does it mean to infuse something like CBD? What does that process mean?
CBD is a fickle compound. Figuring out how to get, you know, what we call a shelf stable and a balanced infusion into water, where, as we know, the first byproduct of the flower is a distillate or an oil. And so there's some emulsification issues that could come about. So we actually came up with a proprietary emulsification process in our lab that allows it to infuse properly and balanced in the drink and give it that balanced ingestion, if you will, in every sip, along with the great flavors.
When I went to a CBD conference out in Las Vegas over 3 years ago, where I was introduced to the CBD market, my biggest concern through not knowing anything about it is, well, I'm not looking to get that effect of the cannabis. Or does it give that effect that most people associate cannabis with? And with that answer, the follow-up to that is, how does that affect the taste and the any effects, if there are any, of the Cloudwater brands?
Great question. A few ways to answer that. So first of all, hemp-derived CBD, which is different than cannabis-derived CBD, and in our particular ingredient, has 0.0% THC. So there are different levels of broad and full-spectrum CBDs out there that may have a low level of THC. And when we started and other brands started, one of the biggest educational hurdles was the disassociation of CBD as a compound from cannabis as a get-high type of scenario. And luckily for us, there's been an overwhelming amount of PR and education now within the space. And there is that proper bifurcation these days. But the apprehension was, wait, will I get high? What will it do for me? So there's one definitive answer. It will not get you high. It is non-psychoactive. It contains no THC. What will it do for me is dependent on your biochemistry and how you ingest and react. And I don't want to get too into the science, but we do have natural receptor cells in our body that metabolize CBD. And while we don't make any claims as a company, John, a lot of studies and a lot of feedback from our community point to things like helping with anxiety, stress, pain, inflammation. And from the scientific world, it is used now in many treatments, one of them being pediatric seizure patients. And there's a FDA-approved drug called Epidiolex, among a few others, that do treat pediatric seizure patients with really great success. And there's other anecdotal and some scientific evidence that's coming out that it helps opioid addicts and some other ailments out there. Every day that we go, the science continues to get better.
With the aches and pains that my youthful indiscretions, is this something that I could take that might ease the pain of my so-called youthful indiscretions?
We have people in our community that have reported back that it's done wonders for these types of ailments. And I just want to be clear that this is not a magic pill or drink. You have one and, you know, all's good. It's like any other supplement or putting something good for you in your system that's going to have that efficacious impact on you over time. I'm not advocating for you to drink more cloud water, but I think that if you want to commit to CBD, you find dosage that it's not going to give you an acute effect, but you find dosage that keeps you focused. And over time, you may undoubtedly start to enjoy the benefits that many other people. And there are cases where people say it's done nothing for me. I can't sit here and say it's helped for everybody. It's a delicious drink, so you're not going to go wrong. But I think that there's a wonderful world out there of CBD replacing over-the-counter meds and prescription drugs to treat such things and staying lucid, which many of us struggle from. I'm on antibiotics right now, and it spins my head. I can't wait to get off of it. And so it really helps people when they have to go about their day.
You got into this space of water with no experience in the consumables or in water. You came from, similar to mine, a real estate background. How is it that you got into the water business?
It's a great question. I'm a card player, poker player, and I always say I'd rather be lucky than good. And I think success is not just, hey, it was my idea and I did this on my own or I had a great team. It's also putting yourself in a position to be able to look at ideas like this. And after I sold my last business, I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. And I was presented with this opportunity and I really knew nothing about it. And the first thing I did was insulate myself and build an amazing team around me. And again, this is so much less about me and more about the incredible professionals that I work with every day that make this brand possible. And I think that's key to any entrepreneur out there is it doesn't have to be your idea, but your team is really going to make or break how this ends up. And so I was fortunate enough to have this fall in my lap. I was able to see the opportunity because I was very intrigued and inspired by CBD. And then I connected with a team that's just made this, I don't want to say easy because it's not, but a lot easier than it would have been to just lead with a blindfold, which basically I did starting on day one. And I've learned a lot, and I feel great about where we are, but certainly it was an uphill battle when we started.
Well, that falls right into what I call the 5 points. There's the idea, which we've covered, the plan, and then the people. It is so important, as you just highlighted, your team. You can't do it on your own, and you have to surround yourself with the experts in various fields. In your case, as the leader of the company, you have to guide that company in the right direction. And it only happens with the team. And of course, there's the idea, the plan, the people, the execution, and the solution. Your distribution, you are direct to consumer. Why is that?
We have a multi-channel, omni-channel launch and scale plan, John. And retail does remain as a big part of that plan. As you can imagine, starting recently, I'll just use to cover my bases, we've gone to a very low-touch economy and we've gone to a very high-touch digital world, not that it wasn't there before. And people are obviously online and shopping and looking for things. And in this case, we're kind of in the right industry right now for a time like this, not that we hope for it, but people are looking for CBD-based products to help them through this time. And we've been able to pivot pretty quickly. The channel was already open. It's part of our growth. We just allocated more resources behind our marketing and social and digital efforts to message out there to people that Cloudwater is available and can be shipped nationwide to your home. We're even starting same-day home delivery in the coming weeks so we can get some people who need on-demand, we can get them product as fast as we can. We've seen triple-digit growth since February in this area for our business. And again, that's quite a blessing in a time like this.
What are your plans for retail distribution on, say, the convenience store? Is this a product that will fit into that marketplace?
First of all, we anticipated when we were launching and thinking about our plans for growth, we anticipated that this would be a very crowded space, John. And something we're pretty proud about here is that we were a little bit slow to move through the market compared to some of the other brands, and kudos to some of them. But I think some of the great differentiators that we're experiencing now come through that thoughtfulness of understanding that when you walk against that crowded wall, how do we stand out? And if you look at our packaging, we've put a lot of thought into a bright white bottle with a pop of color and just very elegant, if you will. And we've tested it and been told that it really sticks out. With respect to our retail distribution strategy, we're a New York-based brand. We were fortunate enough to team up with the largest distributor in the country in Big Geyser. They're a New York-based distributor, but they have massive distribution power. Through that, we entered other key markets like LA and South Florida through distributors. We launched in a place called Erewhon in California, and people on the West Coast should know that, and have done phenomenally well moving product through there, and then have since taken on distributors there to gain other doors, if we say, you know, getting in other locations. And then in South Florida, launching with some key brands down there and picking up Cisco as a distribution partner there. That's about as far as we got before this started. The good news is that we have some footprint and credibility that we can build on once we start getting back to a more retail-oriented dynamic.
As everybody knows, distribution is the most important part of your business because without it, you've got nothing. And being surrounded by people who make your product available, you've linked up with the biggest distributor. That is key. So it's only a matter of time before the real estate space and the water is occupied by Cloudwater. What about my audience who might say, you know what, I'd like to not only try that, maybe I can offer it through my company, my store, my storefront or e-commerce site. What about those opportunities, Mark?
Well, first of all, I like your prediction that we'll be everywhere, and we hope to make you proud there. With respect to what we call the wholesale market, and let's call it key areas that we don't have distribution, as part of our e-commerce platform, we have opened up a wholesale platform as well, where smaller brands can come to our website at cloudwaterbrands.com. Sorry, selfish plug. And they can enter our wholesale program. Well, we'll sell them low amounts of cases so they can get going. We have a bunch of those customers throughout the country right now. So and we have some e-commerce partners as well, whether we fulfill or they fulfill. But we're set up to do that. And because we do get a lot of attention from all over the country, we're featured in some of the news. We're fortunate to get some coverage. So people naturally inquire. Our social media is pretty cool. I have such a great team behind me. So this is not about me, but, you know, really proud of what they've done. So we do get a lot of inquiries and we're set up now to fill, whether it's direct to consumer through distributorship or just on an ad hoc wholesale basis.
So if I wanted to sell through my website, let's say I wanted to sell Cloudwater on Biz Soup as an example. I could do that and I could buy it at wholesale and then retail it out for whatever price I would want, or I could use it as a promotional item. Anybody could use this as a promotional item to hand out, to get them to come into their booth when we open back up this economy to be able to go to trade shows.
Certainly. Yeah, there's great versatility with the product. Again, I believe it presents well. We have a lot of high-end brands that love to associate with our packaging, not to mention it's a great refreshing drink and it's a great alcohol alternative to drink on its own. And John, I love human resilience. We've been told by so many of our community that this mixes well with a cocktail as well. So yeah, we can check a lot of boxes there.
Well, I'll take your word on that part. Let's talk about, if we can, how the product is presented. Packaging is a presentation. How did you come up with the packaging that you have with it?
Great question. So again, back to this, a main theme that I will always talk about as we ideated and launched Cloudwater is just thinking a few steps ahead and into that crowded space and what kind of packaging will be out there and how can we be different? So we actually started in a glass bottle, but very similar packaging. We moved to a sustainable, eco-friendly aluminum just for shipping purposes and breakage. But it's along the same lines, of same design, is a bright white bottle, with glossy finish and then a pop of color on it. And, you know, I'm sitting in my kitchen right now. There's a bottle of Cloudwater at my 3 o'clock and I can see the cloud in my peripheral vision, meaning it's popping out to me. And we want people to stop and say, what is that? And that's kind of it's not rocket science, but that was kind of the thesis, if you will, behind how do we want to appear on the shelf?
Oftentimes, it's very good to take somebody else's idea. No, don't reinvent the packaging, but take somebody else's idea, tweak it, like the silver bullet in the aluminum cans that Coors developed, and then everybody else fell into play in the beer market. So if you can attract them through the packaging and the marketing aspect of it, and they'll pick it up and say, you know what, I'm going to try this and see just what it does. As you call it, natural sparkling hemp, 25 milligrams, right off your website there. So getting back to how my audience can empower themselves with this product, there's an opportunity where they can purchase it at wholesale at various small quantities. And they can try it out, use it as a promotional item, come on in, or sign up and receive this by going into the store. It could be any type of promotional. We can let their imagination run with it, but they can use something different in your product as opposed to, here's this generic see-through plastic bottle, as opposed to, here is Cloudwater in this fancy white bottle with the colors that pop on it. That's important, so at least my audience knows that opportunity exists and they can go to Biz Soup and make that link up with you.
Yep. We're also happy to, we do brand collaborations as well. So we do cross giveaways or promotional things with brands as well. So we're always interested to hear from other brands that think that this could be complementary to their products and create a nice package or gift, if you will.
One of the things that I've seen at trade shows, like when I go out to Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show or National Broadcasters or any one of the fun shows that I go to, is that oftentimes companies will brand themselves with a product such as yours and they'll have their label on it so people know where they got it. Does that opportunity exist?
We're not there yet. I don't like to just say no. Again, our packaging is very simple and a lot of brands create what I call noisy packaging, and that's fine. Our brand is more stark and elegant. And so just from a design standpoint, first and foremost, it would have to work with the ethos of our packaging. And that could get complicated in terms of how that works. Not to say that we couldn't. I've been approached for private or white label, as we call it, where
right,
they've tasted the product, they love our formulas, and they say, will you make this for us? And, you know, we're not there yet either, just because, again, I think we have to create our own foundation, you know, shoot for the stars, but keep your plan as simple as possible along the way. The most successful entrepreneurs say no more than they say yes. And we are fortunate to get a lot of things that come our way. And, you know, we're just keeping our blinders on right now. And we want to build out our brand. We want more people to experience what we've put together here. And then you can start to branch out. Things like that may come into our view.
In closing, what is it that Cloudwater solves? What's the solution at the end of the day? What does Cloudwater do for me, the consumer?
We're in a self-optimization and health-conscious world, John. And what we want to do is help enable others and empower them to really take control of their own wellness and providing a simple ingredient, good for you product that we believe tastes great, that you can easily incorporate into your daily life is really the mission of our business. And with great hope and so far our feedback that it has had really great results and helped a lot of people, we're well on our way to accomplishing that.
Well, Mark, I could go on forever, especially about the entrepreneurial spirit as we both come from, but I want to thank you for joining us on this serving of Business Soup. Folks, this is Mark Seiden from Cloudwater Brands. Mark, thanks for being a part of Business Soup.
Thank you, John.
This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.